Hello everyone, this is Trig coming to you live here on
Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014.
Welcome to the Trigs Podcast of Joy. Go, going, gozo. We are the gozo revolution in Jesus' name. What? The weather's got you down. The brakes on your car got you all mad. You look at your wallet. You're wondering where is it all gonna come from? Don't worry. Let's take the next few minutes to talk about joy. He's giving us his grace. He's giving us his joy. He's giving us his gozo, and he's helping us to be the gozo revolution in Jesus' name.
I just wanted to record a quick video to tell you that I have missed you. And you know, I want to tell you a little bit about sort of the last 3 weeks. And some of you know that I've been off for 3 weeks here from Facebook. But actually, before I get into that, you know, the reason why I'm out here, outside here on my front lawn, is because today is Earth Day. So happy Earth Day to everyone out there. You know, I had actually finished this whole video inside, but I thought, you know, wait a minute, today is like a very awesome, beautiful day, and it's Earth Day, so I can't be inside. And, you know, I know that I'm not like behind some or in front of some awesome beach, you know, or behind a beautiful mountain view, but it's just, you know, a city street and my front lawn. But I wanted to be outside because, again, this is Earth Day, and there's green here. It's so sunny and beautiful here in Southern California, but wherever you may be, just remember to take care of the earth. Remember how precious this amazing gift that God's given us is. And so to reuse, recycle, be sure that you do all that you can to conserve water and energy, and make sure that you just do whatever you can to take care of this earth, and also of our pets, you know, of the animals all around us. And we have a beautiful dog. Her name is Daisy, and we love her, and we try to take care of her. Make sure that you do the same thing, and that we take care of this awesome earth, no matter where you live on this Earth Day. So happy Earth Day. But I wanted just to record a quick video. I don't want to take too long, just to tell you that I'm back, that I have missed you, that you are my gozo family, you are my vida gozo, you are my go revolution, you are the going people of God, you are the ones that I just really love and I really care for. And some of you are my real, quote, family, as in people that I know. Some of you are digital friends that I have yet to meet. And it doesn't matter, though. I wanted to give you an update on these last 3 weeks because I've been off so that I could really learn a lot about myself and on how to better serve you. So in summary, I would say that if there was one word that I could maybe choose for these last three words, it would be the word authentic. I feel like what I learned is the importance of being really true to what God has put inside of my life. And you may be a person who is trying to figure that out yourself, and so I hope that I can be an example to you. You know, these last 3 weeks, and really before that, I was just all over the place, trying to figure out a lot of things at once. Man, I feel like that was important. You know, it's almost like you have to first sort of like throw all the pieces on the of the puzzle on the table, even though they're like a mess. And then over time, you begin to like see some pictures coming together. So especially for those of us who are creative types and entrepreneurs, small business owners, you know, we're the go-getters in life, and we are the artists, musicians, and small business owners, nonprofit leaders. We, you know, we have huge dreams. And so these last 3 weeks were really important for me to focus. And I spent a lot of time with business coaches, with mentors. I spent a lot of time learning about myself. I spent some time reading a bunch of books and a bunch of resources online. I went to some live trainings. I went to some group trainings. I'm still doing that. I'm still spending time with a lot of these mentors who you're gonna get to know over the next few months. They're so amazing. But I feel like focusing on authenticity has been really, really huge, because really what it comes down to is you have to be true to yourself. And just recently I remember this one this one girl that reminded me of this thing of authenticity. We were sitting in this training with a bunch of, like I said, entrepreneurs and creative types. And she, I think, lives here in California, but she's originally from Seattle. And so she had been to a lot of trainings where a lot of promises were given of how to help people and rally people together and how to really be about people, not about us. And so she was hearing the same kind of spiel. And we were all kind of wondering, is this really true? But she raised her hand and she said, you know what? I've been to a lot of these things. And if this is another sales pitch and another bait and switch where it's all going to be about sales and performance and quarterly reports, then I'm out of here. And I thought, whoa, like that's exactly how we all felt. But she was honest and authentic. And you know what was awesome is that the team leader said, you know what, it's not about that. And you know, after we spent like the rest of the day talking, the team leader is right. It wasn't about that, and it isn't about that. But this girl from Seattle, now living here in LA, had the guts to be true to herself and to be authentic. And I bet, and I would almost guarantee, that girl is gonna go places because she was just a go-getter and authentic. So I really have been learning a lot about how to be just myself. And I really have realized that I wanna just make sure that you understand, it's not about like being filled with just you, because that's kind of boring. You know, it's really about being connected to God and to a spiritual source, because to just be about us is not enough, because we all face fear, anxiety. You know my story. I had dealt with anxiety for a very long time, and you know, there are some things you can't do alone. We need each other. We need to be people that are supporting one another, that are relying on the community that God has put us in, the community of grace, of joy, of gozo. And that's why I call you guys my gozo heads, my gozo family, my going and gozoing revolution. And I talk about living the vida gozo, you know, like Ricky Martin talks about that. And I really believe in this message, because there are so many things that keep us down and that keep us from living the life that God has called us to be, to live. And like I said, for me as an entrepreneur, as a business coach, as an artist, as a man of God, there are so many things that I feel like are just starting all over again for me that God wants to do. But I have to be authentic, and I can't just be everything to everyone. And it's just not gonna work. And so there are so many great things that I've learned these last 3 weeks. I'm so pumped about them all. I can't wait for you to meet some of the people that I've met and to hear some of the stories and see some of the stuff we're gonna do. We're gonna come together over the next 6-7 months to learn together about how to live a life of joy, how to be gozo heads. And in case you don't know, the word gozo means joy in Spanish. And I use the Spanish word because it's who I am. Again, it's being true to who I am. A gozo to me represents not obviously joy, but it represents what I've seen in my family for many years. The laughter, the jokes, the adversity, and yet being able to always live above the adversity and live truly happy, joyous lives. And that's why I call it gozo living, or the vida gozo. And so I'm really excited to tell you more about that. And one thing that we can do, that you can do, just as I wrap this video up, thank you so much for listening again and just for checking in here with me. I've missed you so much. I'm so glad to be back with you. One way that you can sort of stay together with this whole idea of gozo and gozo living and vida gozo is just check out these videos and, you know, tell me what you think. Tell me, what are the things where you're lacking joy? Maybe you're at a place of joylessness, where you don't feel happy, where you don't feel like you're living a life of joy. And, you know, where you're dealing with that wall and that fear and that anxiety, you know, I know what that's like, and I still deal with that. And I know what it's like to also have to slow down to make sure that you can take the next step forward with assurance and, again, with authenticity. Because one of the things that I forgot to tell you is that one of the things I did over these few weeks, besides celebrating my birthday, and I've also gotten back into working out, because, you know, that's important, guys. We got to take care of our bodies. But one thing that was really key is to spend time with my wife, telling her about all of my dreams, and not just telling her, but really slowing down for her, you know, because I don't know about you, but I'm married to my amazing wife, who needs time to consider all of the craziness that I think about. And you know, for us creative types and entrepreneurs, artistic types and business owners, we have like a million dreams, right? And sometimes everyone around us is like, what's going on? And I'm that way. And these last 3 weeks have been so good for me to slow down. And like I said, not just inform, but to listen and to really ask Rochelle for the time and for the timing of things, and for really to choose together what we're gonna accomplish as a unit, her and I, and together with our children. So that's been really awesome. So again, I don't want to make this too long, but thank you so much. Stay connected. How can you do that? You can just comment on this video here on Facebook. I'm also going to put this on YouTube at my channel there. One thing that you can also do is make sure that you like my business page on Facebook. I'm going to, obviously as friends, I'm going to post here a lot, but for our business and entrepreneur goals, I'm going to be posting a lot of my content on my Facebook business page, which is basically just the same as this page, but it's just David Trigg versus Trigueros. You know, Trigueros is for my friends, and then David Trigg is going to be for the greater community, regardless of whether we know each other or not. I'm also going to be using my webpage a lot more, because here on Facebook, you know, you can't do giveaways, you can't really do a lot of like signing up for things, or, you know, it's limited. It's not meant to be a place like your own webpage. So make sure that you go to my webpage, David Trigg, TRIG.com. Check that out. I also have a couple of giveaways, a free ebook that I'm writing called Finding Grace Through Anxiety. If you deal with anxiety, depression, and fear, I'm writing this this really small book that I'm going to just do as a free giveaway, as a way to just connect with you and help you. But thanks so much. I just want to, again, thank you for waiting and for listening. If you noticed that I was gone, here I am. If not, I want to just tell you a little bit about what God is doing in my life, and about living a life of joy, being a Gozo Heads, being the Gozo Revolution, being the go and the going people of God. And whether you have faith or not, we all need to be seeking something spiritual, something true. And so I invite you to be a part of this Gozo Revolution and to be the Gozo Heads living the vida Gozo. And so thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Have a wonderful Earth Day, and I will see you next time.